What a nice day. I should put on some music. Aw, rats. My speaker ran out of battery. Don't worry, I brought my radio. You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country. When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on a sunny porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be
a...
I want to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some events to look forward to. On Thursday, October 9th, join Film Club for their production of Frankenstein Goes Job Hunting, happening from 6 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Friday, October 10th, join the SUNY Oneonta Counseling Health and Wellness Center for a Create Your Own Mental Health Button event. This will be happening from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by the ATMs. Also happening on Friday, join the Student Association for a showing of Friday Fright, Night of the Living Dead. This will be happening from 8 p.m. to 9:45 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater. On Saturday, October 11th, join Club Odyssey for their karaoke night, happening from 7 to 10 p.m. in Muller Plaza. On Sunday, October 12th, join us for our Craft with WONY event. Come and make jewelry, guitar picks, buttons, decorate tote bags, and enjoy some free food. This will be happening from 3 to 4 p.m. in the WONY station in Hunt Union. Hope to see you there. On Monday, October 13th, join Student Association for Chuck's Comedy Club. This will be happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the waterfront in Hunt Union. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. Have a great week, everyone, and be sure to keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello. That's right, everyone. You heard the DJ talk show bumper. It's me, your DJ On, and I'm your DJ On Air. Oh, let me chill. Good morning, everyone. To my 6,000 and million viewers, I'm so glad you're here to join me this morning, Sunday morning at 10 in the morning. You know, maybe you're up, you're doing laundry, you got some stuff to do. I don't know what you really do in your lives, but I'm glad that you're here with me now. So again, my name is On, A-N-H, just in case you guys didn't know that. My name is A-N-H. I'm your DJ on air. That's O-N-N, because, you know, my name sounds the same, you know, and I'm like on the air. Right. Yeah. Anyways, you're back with another episode, hopefully a full episode this time of cleaning out the attic. I know the last couple episodes have been very, choppy, awkward, not well formatted, unorganized, sloppy. But that's what you guys like about my show, right? It's so random. It's just so, you know, something different every time. And, you know, it's the same for me, because last time I came in here and there was a lamp. And there's still a lamp. So, you know, things change on my side, too. Anyways, we're going to get started in a second here. I checked the cases this time. So the CDs that I brought actually have the actual CDs in them. It's not just the nice case that you can't even see. Some of them... I know I just went on about how this episode is organized, and I do know what I'm doing, but I did not check to see if all of these can be played on the air, so we're going to find out together. Except we're not really going to find out because everyone's been getting in trouble because too many curses have been going on in the air, but nobody really needs to know about that. Okay, so, whoa, what was that? Anyways, okay. We're going to play this song. I'm going to organize my thoughts. I'm going to organize my CDs, and we're going to jump straight to it. How long is the song? The song's like 3 minutes, okay? Don't touch that dial for 3 minutes. I don't even know what the song is, but I'll be back in 3 minutes. And we are back with On Your DJ On Air. That song was, oh my God, I'm so sorry. That song was Dissolve by Glimmer. I hope you all enjoyed it. And while that song was playing, I kind of got my eggs in order or something like that. My chickens in order. I don't know what the saying is. Anyways, we're kind of organized a little bit here. I'm looking, so I have, okay, I have a lot of CDs here today. I have a lot. One of the cases I broke already. But that's fine because you can always replace the case. Okay, so let me just list off what we got. Okay. And we're just going to free ball from there. So from right to left here. I know some of these we can play. I know some of these we probably absolutely cannot play. But I brought them along just because, you know, just maybe in case we can play them, but I doubt we can. All right. Here's a list that we got. From my left to my right, we have Massive Attack. What else? Massive Attack Protection. Sum 41 Underclass Hero. Huey Lewis in the News 4. What is this? Pre-Millennium Tension. I don't even know what this is. The Cure Pornography. KMFDM UAIO. UAIOE. And Bad Brains. Bad Brains. I just read through the Sum 41. Okay. Sum 41 and Huey Lewis in the News. I actually bought yesterday. I was thrifting. I saw these and I say, wow, I really love Huey Lewis in the News. This album, particularly. Don't ask me to list any of their other albums or any of their songs, but I like that one. And I, that's a good one. Sum 41, I also bought. Because they did that one song. I thought this had. I thought this had the one song that's really popular on it. Because that's the only Sum 41 song I know. And now I can't even remember. I woke up. Nope, that's Simple Plan. When he was like, I woke up, it was 7. I waited till 11. Just, yeah. That was. So, wait, what did Sum 41 sing? What was the really popular one? Something's and I can't fall. No. You're not the boss. Nope, that's Malcolm in the Middle. Oh, then the You're Not the Boss of Me Now was actually made by They Might Be Giants. And I wish I had a They Might Be Giants CD or something because I love They Might Be Giants. But we don't have that. God, what was it? Okay, well, I read through the lyrics and we can play all the songs. So we might listen to Sum 41. Let's look at the. I know we can play Huey Lewis in the News. Let's open the case up. Let's see. Huey Lewis in the News. I chose to be a renegade. My na-na-na-na. I chose to fool around. The sun is the punishment. Okay. On this album, obviously I like Hip to Be Square. I Know What I Like was nice. I Know What I Like. Dun, 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 dun. I Know What I Like to Do. What was the other one? It's as simple as that. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, there was a really nice slow one that you would, like, dance to your wife. Oh, Doing It All For My Baby, maybe? I don't know. But we're going to play Huey Lewis in the News. And this has lyrics in it, too. So we can play that. I'm just kind of going down the list. And if you guys know anything, because the whole point of the show is I'm cleaning out my attic, except for the two CDs that I bought that are not from my attic, but the rest of them are. So if you guys saw me read off a CD that I know nothing about and maybe you know about, you can call the number 607-436-2711. That is the radio's, it's the phone number. Just call me. 607-436-2711, and you can get that on our website, at wonyfm.org. I believe it's .org. Let's open these. Now, I know these have the CDs in them. I don't know what genres they are. I don't really know what they're about. See, I just opened the Massive Attack CD, and I took out the booklet, and there's no lyrics, there's just a lot of really nice art. So, I don't know, but the art is really nice. Produced and mixed by Nelly Hooper and Massive Attack, recorded at Wild Bunch Studios London, and at Massive Attack and Antenna Studios Bristol. Okay. So this is in Britain. We're in Britain. Okay. It looks good. Oh, no, okay. I got scared. Ew. Guys, the CD is a grody. What is this? Ew. It's like earwax. What is this? All right, it's just on the top, but okay. We're not going to play that one until I can wipe it off. So Massive Attack, you go to the side. Let's open this one. Pre-Millennium. Oh. Oh, whoa. Okay, guys, the CD just jumped out at me. I think it really wants to be played, but not yet. The cover is just one page and it's been chewed on. So, okay. Let's move on to The Cure. Open it up. Whoa. Okay. Let's take out the little booklet. Cure. Okay. 100 years, a short-term effect. Okay. Okay, this one has the lyrics on it. Let's see. It's 8 songs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Hey, there's only 6 lyrics. Oh, no, there's more. Okay. Let's see. it doesn't matter if something small falls on you. Okay, so it looks like we can play this one. And that is the actual lyrics for this album, The Cure. They said that. The Cure, guys, that's exactly what they said before. Alright. I'm looking at the cover for KDM FM, and I just assume it's like some. It looks like some sort of like hard techno track. And I don't think my dad was really into techno, but I think he did say he had a soft spot for like industrial, whatever. And then Bad Brains, we can surprisingly play. They actually don't really curse a lot in this album specifically. I don't know what the name of the album is. It's just the yellow one. It's the yellow one. If you guys know Bad Brains and I say the yellow one, you know what I'm talking about. It's the yellow one. Okay. All right, let's just start because we got a lot of CDs. We also have 2 hours, so, you know, again, if there's any one of these you really want to hear, you can call the number at 607-436-2711. Let's start with a classic. Let's start with Huey Lewis in the News, huh? Huey Lewis in the News. And you know we're going to play the one where he's like, I told you me renegade. But I couldn't take the punishment and had to settle down. And now it's almost real cool. You said cut my hair. That one. Which number is that one? Hold on. Alright, everyone, hold on. Oh, okay. We could probably just play the next ones that are after that. Because I know what I like. Can't remember which ones I like other. I don't know. We might listen to this again. At a later date. I already forgot what number that was. 5, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5, okay. Click. Oh, wait, no, it's reading. Sorry, hold on. I went to go talk to you guys and I yawned a little bit. So how was everyone's day so far? How's everyone doing? I hope everyone's doing well. I'm doing pretty well. Oh, if you guys are here on the campus, on the SUNY Oneonta campus, or even in the town, our WONY, that's W-O-N-Y, we are hosting a craft-making event, I believe, today at 3 p.m. You might have heard it on the news if you were tuned in, like, before I started my show. I will double-check. But I'm, like, 89% sure that we at WONY are having a craft-making event today at 3 p.m. in Hunt Union? I don't know. All right, I'll check on that. And you may be asking, hey, An, you don't know what's going on, even though you remember WONY? No, I actually forgot that we were having it until my roommate reminded me. Shout out to Mary for passing her on-air test. Hopefully, you will see her show soon. Tap into that whenever that's going on. Yeah, okay. Let's not beat around the bush anymore. What is it? This is that one song by Huey Lewis in the News. I used to be a renegade.
go fast. 'Cause I know the good things don't ever last. I like believing in what I want to. I don't like no one to tell me what to do. I like the times that we've had, but I couldn't tell you what's good or bad. I'm only hoping that you understand. When I'm holding your hand.
All right. So that was three songs from Huey Lewis and the News on their album 4. Obviously they're like, I guess they're old now, but what was the song on? The song that everyone knows it from. That one movie, American Psycho. And he was killing what's-his-face, and he was like, yeah, that was a good movie. I just like feel good white guy music. Like, I don't know, I love it. You know, I'd be like, I would be putting on like my my polo and my tennis sneakers and getting ready to ride my bike down to the Jimmy shop and get an egg white or what, you know, like whatever. I'm trying to say he's a good album. Okay. All right, we do have Sum 41, but I was looking a little further into it. So, Massive Attack, this album Protection with Massive Attack, it seems to be basically a big collaboration album, kind of. And from what I briefly read, it looks like they actually collab with Everything But the Girl, which we were going to play last time, but the seat we didn't have it was just the case, not the CD, so maybe we can kind of scratch that itch. I know, and that kind of instantly put in perspective for me, because like I never correctly guess what genre it's gonna be from, like, the cover. But if you are doing a song with Everything But the Girl, I assume it's gonna be like I don't know. It's going to be an Everything But the Girl. Like, I'm still a little hesitant to put it into the CD player because there's like goop on it. It's not a lot of goop, but it's, you know, it's like, I don't want to, yeah, okay. We'll hold off on that. I would play Bad Brains actually, but their songs are like on this album are like 1 minute each. You know, 1 minute each. So we're gonna, oh, let's play The Cure. You guys want to listen to The Cure? Where's The Cure? Open Cure. Hey, Cure. The Cure. I do want to say the album name, but I'm actually not sure if I'm allowed to say. Oh, hold on. I feel like I am, right? Hold on. We're looking at the, you guys can't see it, but right now I have open the Wony, what is this? The studio guide. Let's look. FCC. Okay. Words you cannot say on radio, and I will not. I almost did. I almost started going down. I almost started going down those and saying them. Okay, hold on. Okay. Oh, that's a fun. Wow, what a beautiful word. Okay. All right. Okay, I think we're fine. So this is Cure on the album Pornography. Let me double check the lyrics to make sure everything's good here. The only thing is some of these, some of these I cannot find the lyrics for, not Cure, or like, you know, a lot of these are pretty fine, but the last couple shows, this, I don't know what it was about the CDs I was picking, but I was really having issues finding, like, I don't know, I don't know, I guess because they're like old and like whatever, I don't know. Okay. But we found the lyrics for The Cure. So let's play The Cure. Is everyone okay with that? Is everyone going to be okay if I, on your DJ on air, on my show, Cleaning Out the Attic, plays a Cure song 40 minutes into the show? Is everyone okay with that? I just don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. I want to make sure everyone's okay. Are we good? Call in right now if I shouldn't play if I shouldn't play The Cure. 607-436-2711. But it's too late because I already put the CD in the thingy, majiggy. And I already hit the button to cue the track. And then I already hit the play button. I already hit the button on the thing that makes the song play.
Change.
Hello? Okay. So, those were three songs from The Cure off the album Pornography. What were they? Let me tell you the names. The first one was 100 Years. Second was Short Term Effect. And three was The Hanging Garden. I love The Cure. For any of these CDs that I have that I'm playing and that I said I've listened to before, I probably only listened to like one album on repeat or, you know, a few of their popular songs. So, for The Cure that I've listened to before, this was actually, or at least the songs I played were rather, I'd have to look into the history of the album, but they were rather gothic, rather dark. And I don't know why I always, again, I'm not good with genres, I'm not good with labeling music. I had someone tell me that genres are subjective, so maybe they're right, and really I'm right. But anyways, I always thought that they were more new wave-ish. But this seemed pretty, well, I guess goth is kind of new wave. I don't know. This would be playing a goth night. That was good. I like that. I like Hanging Garden. Maybe another day we can get through the rest of the album because it's only 8 songs. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then 7, 8. If we really wanted to, we could probably play another 3 songs on the next album, but I have been looking through some of these CDs and not all of the songs are clean, but we can play a solid amount of them. I was looking at KMFDM. There's a few songs we can play off this. Same with Massive Attack. There's a lot of instrumentals on this, so we can always play those. Again, we could play Bad Brains also, but the songs are short. It's kind of hard to, like, you know. But we have enough CDs to get us through the next hour, which brings me to my next point. We are rounding up on the second hour of What's in My Attic with On. I'm Your DJ On Air. So the show goes from 10 to 11, 11 to 12, and then after 12 I get lunch because I'm usually really hungry, and I forgot to bring my water now that I can bring it in the studio, but I'm really thirsty because I love to chit-chat. Basically, what I'm trying to say is, also, not to jump up and down and left and right, but what was I going to say? Not to jump up, down, left, right. What was I going to say? Oh, mine is the two that I got, which was Sum 41 and Huey Lewis in the News. And we already listened to Huey today. We already listened to Huey today. I'm noticing a lot of the CDs that I pull from the attic, and all the ones here are my dad's. I know all of these are like my dad's. I don't think any of them are not my father's. They all have a rather they all have a rather anti-establishment, anti-war, social commentary on the government and politics, which I'm not surprised about, because if your music talks about that, then it's good music. You know, conservatives don't make any good music. Sorry. So not really surprising considering my dad, but also a little, just noticing a pattern. Oh, it's 11. Okay. My bad, guys. We're going to stop for commercial break. I always say commercial break. We're not playing any commercials. It's like regular stuff. I don't know what to say. We're not going to commercial. We're going to we're going to PSAs and the news and yawning and, well, I don't know, just regular stuff, you know me. Before that, what was I going to say before that? What day is today, guys? Hold on.